National security officials issued a warning on Monday. Foreign actors are using social media to interfere in this year's presidential race. Last month, Senator Bernie Sanders acknowledged he'd been briefed by the intelligence community about Russia's efforts to boost his campaign, efforts that are unwelcome. NPR's Tim Mak looks deeper into what Russia's campaign to boost Sanders looks like.
Russia's campaign includes an ever-changing number of targets based on Russian strategic goals, including reportedly the re-election of President Donald Trump. But its support for Sanders in particular has become an attack line. Take this example from former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg during a recent presidential debate.
Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States, and that's why Russia is helping you get elected so you'll lose to him.
Sanders had this response.
Hey, Mr. Putin. If I'm president of the United States, trust me, you're not going to interfere in any more American elections.
The Russian government's apparent campaign to aid Sanders would mostly be hidden behind the anonymity of the internet. But there are ways to look to Russia's public messaging to see how they're supporting the senator. Clint Watts has been monitoring Russian interference as part of his work with the Foreign Policy Research Institute. He says Russian state-backed media was more neutral on Sanders in the fall, but has begun to mirror pro-Sanders talking points first seen 4 years ago.
What's really come on strong just in the last 30 to 45 days are very similar narratives that we saw in 2016 about Sanders.
On Russian news agencies RT and Sputnik, Watts noticed that Sanders receives substantially better coverage than his opponents. Sanders received a higher percentage of positive coverage, 2.5 times more, than any other Democratic candidate, surpassing even President Donald Trump by that metric. And Sanders receives far less negative coverage than his rivals. Jessica Brandt, who works for the Alliance for Securing Democracy, has also examined Russian narratives about Sanders.
Those tend to be that the corporate media and that the Democratic establishment, the DNC and elites are rigging the system against him and, you know, endeavoring to deny him a win.
Another way to gauge Russia's support for Sanders is by examining social media accounts linked to their efforts. In October, Facebook announced it had suspended Instagram accounts with apparent links to the Internet Research Agency, a Kremlin-linked troll farm based in St. Petersburg. Facebook shared its data with Graphica, a social media analytics firm, which said that 4 of the suspended accounts had a focus on praising Senator Sanders. He was the only candidate on the Democratic side that was a focus of these fake accounts. In some cases, these accounts plagiarized memes and content directly from the Sanders campaign. One post read, quote, "Millions of people in America want to get an education, and Bernie Sanders is their last hope." The Sanders campaign says Russia is trying to do their best to sow discord in the race, not elect Bernie Sanders. And campaign co-chair Congressman Ro Khanna points out that the senator has been a fervent advocate of solutions to foreign interference.
Senator Sanders has been at the forefront of election security. What we need is paper ballots. What we need is an investment in our election infrastructure. What we need is smart regulation against disinformation campaigns.
But Sanders' disavowal of Russia's efforts haven't stopped them. Mika Ouyang is the vice president of the National Security Program at Third Way, a center-left think tank that opposes a Sanders candidacy.
One of the things that I think Russia looks at when they see Bernie is that he's someone who's talking about a rigged system. He's talking about the elites aren't with you.
With a long election campaign ahead this year, the sense among experts is that problems with foreign interference are just starting. Tim Mak, NPR News, Washington.